The federal government recently granted approval to Aqua Bounty Technologies. This is a company that is into marketing genetically modified salmon. They grow these things and they genetically modify them. And the salmon farm is located in Prince Edward Island. Now, essentially, from what I can understand, the fish is an Atlantic salmon. But it's been altered by adding some genes of a Chinook salmon. Because apparently if you do that, they'll grow bigger and faster. And that's what it's all about, right? Growing, whether it's chickens or cows or pigs, bigger, better, faster equates to more dollars.
Yep.
But I want to know, is that a good thing? So joining us now to hopefully give us the answers we're looking for, they call him the food professor, Sylvain Charlebois. He is the director of Agri-Food Analytics from Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So, first of all, how do you feel about this personally when you start talking about genetically modified anything, whether it's fish or you know, other forms of sustenance, cows, pigs, chickens, whatever? How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, we have to acknowledge the fact that everything is genetically modified in nature. That's from a biological perspective, that's a fact. Now, the difference between what we're talking about here, the Aqua Bounty salmon and everything else, is that you are crossing species, genes that wouldn't actually cross naturally in nature. That's the only difference. So everything, so obviously with the Aqua Bounty salmon, it would be impossible to cross the Chinook salmon with the Atlantic salmon. So that's one example. It's been going on in crops for decades. In fact, we've started to grow genetically modified crops in Canada since 1994. Maize, corn, soya, many, many crops are genetically modified in Canada. In fact, actually 70 to 75% of all crops are genetically modified in Canada.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because now, as I was listening to you there, it just dawned on me that, you know, I have absolutely no issues with corn and apples and that type of thing if they're genetically modified. In fact, I kind of expect it, because when we're buying all this beautiful fruit and vegetables in the dead of winter, and they're coming from other parts of the world, I realize, but they have to be altered somehow in order for us to be enjoying them at their peak of their cycle this time of year. So I accept it in corn and apples. Sometimes I have a hard time accepting it in terms of living things, you know, fish and fowl and other animals. It's weird, isn't it? But yeah
the livestock issue is certainly a big one for a lot of people. And frankly, I'm a little bit surprised that that media is not talking about this more, just because it is a first, it is a precedent. The genetically modified salmon designed by Aqua Bounty is the first livestock species we have access to as consumers. So we can actually, we've been eating genetically modified salmon for about a year now. And wow. What is new in recent days is that the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change has granted a license to Aqua Bounty to produce the salmon in Canada. Before, it had to go to Panama, but now, starting, well, I think it was last week or the week before, they are producing a genetically modified salmon, which will be ready for market by the end of 2020.
He is the food professor, Dr. Charlebois. Talking to us about this relatively new thing that we're consuming now, and that's the Atlantic salmon that has been genetically modified with DNA from Chinook salmon. So what does it, is it an Atlantic salmon or is it a Chinook salmon?
it's an Aqua Bounty salmon, really. Yeah, I know you guys are all about fishing, but I gotta tell you, what is being cooked up in the lab can be considered as an Atlantic salmon or Chinook salmon. This thing actually takes about 18 months to grow. in order for it to be ready for harvest, considering that the average Atlantic salmon can take over 3 years to grow.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, it's highly efficient and it costs 40% less to produce.
Now,
think of the feed and everything else.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Am I buying this, though? When I go to my grocery store to make a purchase of salmon, am I going to see this labeled anything different? Like, is it going to be called something else?
That's exactly what the problem is. When it comes to risk communication, nobody knows what their salmon is. Most grocers have decided to boycott the Equibounty salmon, but they can't really guarantee that you're not buying it because it may actually be in that salmon mousse you're buying or that salmon pâté you're buying as well. Maybe it's been used in processing somewhere and the grocer wouldn't know about it unless they actually asked the proper question. So there's no clarity, and it is bothering a lot of people. And frankly, for the purists out there, people who actually enjoy the traditional version of salmon, whether it's the Atlantic or the Chinook, they're a little bit bothered by the fact that there's no labeling because, well, all of a sudden people will just walk away from the product itself, salmon. And I've seen on Twitter and social media some people saying, well, if that salmon is out there somewhere, we don't know where it is, I'm just not gonna buy salmon at all. And so that is a problem in the industry right now.
And there's no way around it. I mean, obviously, as more and more information...
Unless you make labeling mandatory.
See, I would have thought it was mandatory, Doctor. I'm surprised that you say it's not mandatory.
Well, like Sean, a couple months ago, was talking about bacon and how you can't put pea meal bacon on it because it's not actually pea meal bacon.
Exactly.
So it should be the same thing with genetically modified salmon.
We didn't realize that it didn't have to be labeled.
Yeah, Europe actually has a mandatory policy, but not in Canada. It's voluntary. So companies actually can label if they want to, but they don't because they don't want to scare people. And in North America, we have this culture of managing fears instead of just providing facts and data to consumers and allow them to decide what's best for them. I would say, you know, without labeling, salmon will be salmon, and salmon could actually be too pricey for a whole lot of people. Well, let's say that I actually present to you two different products, two different species of salmon. One is half price, and the other is full price. The half price one is genetically modified. I'd be curious to know exactly how many Canadians would pick the genetically modified salmon if it's actually cheaper. The problem is that we've never conveyed to the public what the benefits are, what genetic engineering has provided in terms of benefits to the Canadian population. It's just out there. Things are going on out in fields, in fish farming. But really, at the end of the day, most consumers don't know what's in it for them.
From a food safety standpoint, is this a risky? Is there enough known about this modification process that you could say here on air whether this is a safe consumable or is it something we should be looking at through different eyes?
Well, so both Health Canada has looked into the, risk aspect of consuming genetically modified salmon, and in partnership with the FDA in the United States, and results are conclusive. We don't know everything, of course, about genetic engineering, but we know enough to state that these products are safe to eat. From an environmental perspective, of course, there are risks. If something happens in Rollo Bay in PEI where the salmon will be produced, starting now, things can happen. But according to the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change, there are little risks. So there's always a risk to anything, but they are actually quite limited when it comes to genetic engineering.
Dr. Charlebois, we really appreciate you coming on the program and shedding a bit of light. Let's stay in touch and see if we can stay on top of this. So maybe after this product has been consumed on a regular basis, we can revisit this this issue.
All right, no problem. Happy Easter, guys.
Same to you, my friend. Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, he is from the Agri-Food Analytics, Director of Agri-Food Analytics, Dalhousie University, Nova Scotia.